Well, it's Ian here. It's been a very long time since I've done one of these audios. Back in March, just as COVID was hitting and I stepped out of Vipassana. But I've been thinking about doing a little bit of audio just lately. I know that I'm hit and miss about this stuff and I probably won't do much more, but maybe just randomly. I've been listening to some of the audio mo's, listening back to them. Audio mo, for those of you who don't know, is something that was started 10 years ago about and to encourage people to record audio. Just little snippets. It can be 10 seconds, it can be 10 minutes. It doesn't really matter. It's up to the individual during the month of June. And now we're in July, aren't we? And I'm listening back to some of it. Oh, yeah, it's the 19th of July, 2020, by the way. And I've been listening back to some of them, and it's so nice. So nice to see some old, hear some old voices. I'm thinking particularly of Mark Cotton. Some people might know him as Audio Wrangler. And listening to some of the audio he's put out, he does the Bletchley Park podcast as well. So I've been listening to that for years now, but also I know Mark through Audio Boo, which we all played on back in the day. I do miss Audio Boo. It gave me a lot more impetus to record audio back when I was chasing the digital podcasting dreams. Those days long gone. I've realised something about my personality. I don't tend to multitask in my life. I tend to dedicate myself to a task, and I find it a little bit schizophrenic to operate in multiple different fields at once. So these days, because I'm physically making things, I'm less inclined to create digital content. Not that I haven't got the interest. I do have the interest, but my physical creation work completely sucks me up, and I don't have any energy left for the digital. But when I listen to some of the audio mo stuff, I yearn for it yet again, and I do have the internal conversations going on in my head, and I think, oh, I'll get the audio recorder out, and yeah, Voice Recorder Pro that I'm talking to you on now on my iPhone, and record some audio, and I get that initial little bit of impetus, and then it fades away because I'm sucked up with my day-to-day routine. There's something really nice about expressing my thoughts in form of audio. Do a little bit of storytelling. I'm walking from West End just down to South Bank. I'm just going to do a bit of a loop. I'm going to swing by Ballistic Brew and have a stout, a chocolate chili flavoured stout they do, which is really, really sublime. So I'm going to pop in there on the way home and have one of those. We're sitting, like I said, in mid-ish, late-ish July, and COVID is completely sorted here in Queensland. We don't have any threat of it at all. Oh, it's out there in the greater ecosphere, but we're not being impacted here in Queensland. Everybody's still playing their role, but there aren't any particular threats at the moment. Melbourne, in particular, Victoria, generally speaking, is in a complete mess. They've had a second wave crash on their shores, and they've got major, major problems. But New South Wales has got a little bit of that impinging on them. But at the moment, like, what are we, about 3 weeks into the Victorian crisis, there's no impact on us here in Queensland. They managed to stave it off. So basically life has gone back to normal, which is the threat that people forget, that it's not normal and that it could all go very pear-shaped very easily, like it did down in Melbourne. And we need to play our role at doing all the hygienic things that we should do, but one in a thousand people wears a mask, and most people are just living their normal lives. Yeah, so situation normal here. But I've been thinking a little bit about some of the human behaviours that go on during this whole COVID times, and I have a strong interest these days in psychological biases and how we naturally trip into these prejudicial behaviours based on our conditionings, our natural biases. And I see one that is referred to as optimism bias playing out a fair bit. Optimism bias is the dynamic whereby you think, it won't happen to me. And we all have it, otherwise we probably wouldn't get out of bed in the morning. It won't happen to me that I'll be in a car accident, so you jump in the car and you drive somewhere. It won't happen to me, so you get in an aeroplane. It won't happen to me, so you take on a job thinking it's going to be good. And sometimes things come unstuck. During COVID times, everybody freaked out back in March because this new threat appeared. And now we're in a situation whereby we're sort of getting tired and we're used to it. And it hasn't happened to me and it won't happen to me. And why can't I go back to living my normal life? And I'm going to go back to living my normal life, or I'm going to behave in some way seeming normal. And all of a sudden something explodes, like what happened in Melbourne. It's easy to think that the people who we're familiar with, the people around us, our family, are good people, hygienic people, clean people. They won't be carrying it. I won't be carrying it. I wouldn't dream of giving it to my 87-year-old mother. But none of us really know, do we? So we live in this world of biases where we think that everything will be okay. And we're optimistic that it won't happen to us. And that's not the way it plays out. And to date, that seems to be a lot of what's happening. I'm tired of it too. I want to go back to my normal world. But we're never going back to that again. This is all going to be different. COVID might pass, probably will pass, or it'll morph into something benign. But we're never going back to the way the world was. So we need to accept that and just realise that we don't actually know what it is that we're going to go back to. But it'll be something. And we need to head in the direction of embracing it. Yes. Cognitive biases are a huge thing that I try to be aware of in my own life and wonder how much I fall foul of them. And with my prejudices, when I behave in some weird and unrational ways, I'd like to think I'm above those things, but why should I be any different to anybody else? So I dare say I'm doing it just like everybody else. That's my thoughts for the moment. Now to head down to the river and walk around the bend to Ballistic and have a quiet drink by myself. Bye for now.